An Adventurer's Journal. May the 15th, 1501. We set sail today from my home country, my beautiful England, on a galleon with many different foods, and, of course, a lot of rum. My shipmates all seem quite apprehensive about this journey, but I think nothing is going to go wrong. We have made all of the necessary preparations, and we have been blessed by God for our journey, since while we were praying to him, the sun came out. May the 17th, 1501. The ship hit a storm today. It was nothing too serious. A few of the shipmates got sick by the rocking of the boat, but luckily the ship wasn't harmed. A little water got inside, and we had to all grab a lot of pails and hurry to get the water out again. By the evening, when the sun was going down, the storm had calmed and we could continue our journey. We made our way west, always using the sun for guidance. Some birds were following us, maybe hoping to get some of our food. Not bloody likely. We have already used up 2 barrels of rum, and it's noticeable. The crew are always drunk and aren't getting much work done. I, on the other hand, am spending my time on the mast, watching the beautiful sea, its creatures, and the many other wonders that we may encounter in the outside world. May the 18th, 1501. Today we made port on a small island in the big ocean. We are not sure where the port is exactly, but we have been told that we are on the right track. The people in the village have treated us very well, providing us with what food we need and giving us plenty of water. The crewmates wanted more rum, but these people are pacifists and poor, and do not possess that sort of beverage. The crew and I stayed the night in the village, and I'm sure a few of them had their way with some of the women in the village, for they came back to our cabins with big grins on their faces. I wonder if the girls they made out with actually wanted it. Now I write under the candlelight of my cabin. The weather is getting quite shaky again. Maybe we will not be able to set sail tomorrow. May the 20th, 1501. The weather has cleared, and it is clear sailing for all of us. There is nothing in sight but sea, sea, and more sea. A few of the crew members have become sick, but I don't think it's anything to worry too much about. The captain called me into his quarters today. He has ordered me to keep out a watchful eye on the sea, for he has a bad feeling. I don't exactly understand what he is trying to tell me, but he is the captain, and I will follow his orders to the death. I have known him for many years, and he has never led his crew wrong. One of the sick men died today. We had to throw him overboard. We think he might have got scurvy, so we are making sure that nobody goes near the other sick crew members unless it is strictly necessary. May the 23rd, 1501. The captain was right to tell me to keep an eye out. I saw a pirate ship this morning. I don't think they saw us, but it is always best to be cautious. I told the captain, and he told me to double my efforts and gave me some doubloons for a reward. He is always generous to those who do a good job, and cruel to those who don't. I feel that is fair enough. We're under attack! The pirate ship saw us later in the afternoon. They are trying to board us and slow us down with their cannons. Our men have drawn their weapons and are also firing back, but the pirate ship's firepower is a lot better than ours. The men are boarding the ship. I'm going to have to go and fight them. Or maybe I can use my guns from up here. May the 25th, 1501. We have been taken hostage by the pirates, and our ship is now theirs. I haven't seen the captain anywhere, and there aren't many crew members alive either. They allowed me to continue to write in my diary. They want me to write how scared I am of these fierce pirates. They have another thing coming if they think I'm scared of them. As night fell, I thought that maybe I will be able to escape from this dreadful place. The bars of the cells don't seem very sturdy, and the watch from their crew is bad at best. I will continue to devise my plan to escape. May 30th, 1501. One of the guards did something stupid today. He dropped the key to the cell and didn't even notice. I took my chance and escaped my cell. No more had I got out when I was apprehended by the pirates. The captain told them, with a wicked smile, that I was to walk the plank. They set me on the plank and pushed me into the sea, but luckily I am a very good swimmer, and I followed the current of the sea. The current took me to a small island with not much on it. At least there were some coconuts and an oasis to have a drink. Maybe I will be able to survive on this island. June 3rd, 1501. This island is a lot more than I expected it to be. I found a cave today. It was barred by rocks, but I can tell there is an entrance behind there somewhere. Will my curiosity get the better of me, or will I just forget about it? Only time will tell. In the afternoon, I made myself a shelter. I have also crafted some weaponry out of wood to catch fish with, and there is some wildlife that will help me sustain my body. This was not how I expected my journey to turn out, but things could be a lot worse. June 10th, 1501. Curiosity got the better of me. I have spent all day removing the rocks from the suspected cave entrance, and it turns out that that is precisely what it is. There is a door behind the entrance with ancient runes. I'm not sure what they mean, but I'm going to figure it out. A ship sailed near the island today. I tried to signal them, since they were not pirates. They flew the English flag. But none of them seemed to even notice my presence, and the ship continued on to the west, which is where my crew and my captain were planning to go. June 13th, 1501. I cracked the door. All I had to do was stroke the runes and the door opened. I couldn't believe my eyes from what I saw inside. The room was covered with huge chests, and they are all full of emeralds. An ancient tribe must have stashed these emeralds here a long time ago, and never came back for them. I have to find a way to get off this island and take these emeralds with me, and I will be extremely rich. I have thought of a way to get the emeralds off the island. I will craft myself a ship from the wood from the trees, and stow away the chests where nobody can see them. Maybe my journey west will continue after all. June 20th, 1501. I have managed to make a makeshift ship that can store the emeralds and also float. It has a small sail and some oars, so I can control the direction and speed of the boat. I am going to wait a little longer until my strength is recovered, and then set sail. Maybe I shouldn't have waited so long. A ship passed the island today. I think they noticed me. Oh, no. The ship is continuing on. This one had a Spanish flag on it. I would rather not mess with the Spanish and their legendary armada if I can help it. July 1st, 1501. The ship works. I am travelling west, and the ship is small, and most people don't notice it or pay any attention. Now I can see land. I'm going to get my ship to the land and see what I can find here. My luck has definitely turned. I entered a village of natives today. It turns out they revere me and my emeralds, for in their legend someone was to bring them a very big treasure from an unknown land. Of course, I have given them many of the emeralds to gain their trust, but one whole chest still belongs to me. These people and I are going to be very rich. July 11th, 1501. These tribesmen are amazing people. They revere nature itself, the sun, the moon, and the many stars in the sky. I am going to stay with these people and learn more of their ways, and maybe I can even help them out by bringing modern ideas into their culture. I have fashioned some armor and better weapons for these people, as well as taught them how to make better homes that can resist the strong winds and the earthquakes that sometimes strike this region. I am going to remain with these people, for I have found a woman called Awa and fallen in love with her. With our riches, we can live here happily for the rest of our lives.